back that up. So there's something else to keep in mind with this. We don't treat women right. They are they're incredibly intelligent. They are not going to just keep taking it. So yeah, something to think about.
No, and where women's healthcare is not accessible to us, why would we want to live in a place where we can't access healthcare?
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back next hour, and we're going to clothe you. We're going to put a shirt on you. Coming up, along with some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at... Oh, Seth, you do it. You go right ahead.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has just spoken during a stop in Kyiv to announce $1 billion in additional U.S. aid to Ukraine.
The reason for this visit at the president's behest is simply to reaffirm, first and foremost, that we will continue to stand with Ukraine so that it has what it needs to defend itself.
President Zelensky says a Russian attack on a market in eastern Ukraine today hit shops and a pharmacy, killing at least 16 people, including a child. At least 20 were wounded, and he expects the toll to go higher. Vice President Harris is in Jakarta for a meeting with top Asian leaders. She's weighed in on reports of a planned meeting between Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un and possible weapon sales from North Korea to Russia.
The idea that any nation would give ammunition to a country that has committed crimes against humanity, what it might mean in terms of how that ammunition could be used in terms of grain silos. And the list goes on.
Scientists at the UN's weather agency have taken Earth's temperature, and their findings are alarming. Correspondent Elaine Cobb from the Foreign Desk.
The UN says climate collapse has begun as 2023 looks set to be the hottest year humanity has ever known. Scientists say this year's Northern Hemisphere summer has produced the hottest month ever, July, with August running a close second.
Police searching for a convicted killer who escaped from prison near Philadelphia almost a week ago believe he may have lost his bearings. A trail camera at a botanical garden outside their search area spotted Danilo Cavalcante twice Monday night, heading north, then south. Phyllis Recca lives nearby.
Honestly, I got the impression that they're standing around on the street waiting for this guy to walk out, and they're just waiting him out as opposed to flushing him out.
There's more finger pointing after the deadly wildfires on Maui. Correspondent Steve Kathan has the latest.
Lawyers for residents and business owners in Lahaina, destroyed by last month's fires on Maui, told a court that cable and TV companies share in the responsibility. They allege the companies overloaded and destabilized some of the power poles that came down in strong winds.
Last week, Hawaiian Electric acknowledged its power line started the wildfire, but it blamed firefighters for walking away before the flames were out. Rents are rising in the suburbs. The website Apartment List reports an increase of 26% from March of 2020 to this past July. In a sign, more families are moving out of cities to get away from rising crime and homelessness, but can't afford high mortgage rates and home prices. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Don't wait to shop Labor Day savings at Lowe's. For a limited time, buy one, get one 50% off on select interior and exterior paints and exterior stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. And the savings don't stop there. Take the kitchen outdoors with grills starting at just $65. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/6. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. While supplies last.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 76. Northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, lows level off around 52. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. Melissa and I certainly are gonna. We're gonna have some fun this hour. We're gonna get into a bunch of different stuff. We got some entertainment news coming up we're gonna dive into. And we also got to get into, Melissa, this great one we got coming up a little bit later. Four tips to stop buckling under pressure.
Oh, good.
Finally, something to help me. Finally. That's coming up. The next place to put merchandise in locked cases we may get into. We'll see if we have time for that one. We've got some other good ones, too. We got plenty coming up for you. And, of course, some That Ain't Right stories, some local good stories of the day. And we're going to get a shirt on you.
Yes.
Sometime between now and 10, you're going to win a shirt. We kick things off with Mambo number 5. And the destruction that it can cause, the devastation that Mambo number 5 from Lubega can cause. I don't think we have covered this story nearly enough, Melissa.
Destruction. Okay.
Okay. I might have over-exaggerated a little bit. Maybe. Maybe.
You never.
Stephen King is a true master of horror. He is on the Mount Rushmore in my family's house. My mom is a huge fan. My mother didn't push a lot of things on us as kids, but we were going to read some Stephen King. We were going to read some of his short stories or something. He's created some of the most iconic pop culture villains of all time and terrorized millions of people. But the most terrifying villain in his life wasn't one he created. It was Lou Bega.
Oh, really?
Because King was once so obsessed with the song Mamba Number 5 that it almost destroyed his marriage.
Really?
He says, quote, "I had the dance mixed. I love extended play things, and I played both sides of it, and one of them was just total instrumental. And I played that thing until my wife just said, 'One more time, and I'm going to blanking leave you.'"
Ooh. Ultimatums.
This was when he was working on the 2011 novel 11-22-63. My mom loves that book. King likes to listen to instrumental stuff while he's writing, but not lyrics. But lyrics are a challenge. Quote: "If you tried to write and listen to Leonard Cohen, how in the world would you do that? Because you'd have to listen to the words and you'd have to listen to what he's saying." I have to admit, For me, especially if I need to write, like I have a commercial to write, or I have a deadline for a short story or something like that, especially in those circumstances, I put on some jazz. In part because jazz gets my creativity going, but also it's mostly instrumentals. And I find lyrics pull me away from what I'm working on.
They're a little distracting.
I think that is a sneaky, wonderful tip to young writers out there that maybe didn't know that little hack, if you will. And it may not work for everybody either. But I do think that that's kind of cool coming from one of... I don't think you can, whether you like Stephen King or not, you cannot argue he's, if not the most celebrated American author, he's got to be in the top three.
Well, for horror, absolutely.
I think Shawshank Redemption, The Body. I could name a couple of others of his, too, that have nothing to do with horror that put him in that echelon even bigger than that, and especially with some of his most recent work that has nothing to do with horror. But I don't disagree with what you're saying, Melissa. That's my mother talking. That's not me. That's my mom speaking up.
Well, no, that's perfectly fine.
But I think that, yes, he is the master of horror, certainly. I think that extends even beyond America as far as that goes. But however you rank him, if you put him in the top bottom of American writers, wherever you put him, I think that is interesting, one, to hear that story. I don't think anybody had Mambo number 5 almost ending a marriage. But also just that the kind of tips that he gives you when you read his interviews or you listen to his interviews. Stephen King has spent his whole career working to help writers. I really admire that.
Well, also, I mean, we all know the beat to Mambo number 5. It's kind of a, I don't know, there's electronic kind of sounds in there, and it's a little filtered, I would say, maybe, like the auto-tune kind of sound. It's an interesting choice for background music.
Yeah, not what I would have chose. Definitely not what I would have chose there. I can think of a couple of different songs that I think I would have probably played beyond that.
Yeah, I like Tibetan when I'm trying to focus, because it's just kind of a droning sound, but it's like a white noise in the background to kind of make everything else fade away. But an actual beat, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting choice.
It is. I had to play a little Mambo number 5 here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride.
All right, that's enough of that. Okay, we can move on.
But it's a danceable tune.
No, it is. It was a hit for a reason, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We covered this story last week, I believe, and I was waiting for the fallout of this one, and here it is. Oprah and The Rock thought that they were doing a good thing when they teamed up to ask people to donate to the Maui wildfire relief. They even kicked off the fundraiser by dropping $10 million into the pot. But a lot of people think it's a little ridiculous for them to be asking normal folks to donate, especially in this economy, when those two could give so much more. And yes, they're making their voices heard. Oprah, who's a billionaire, 2.5 times over, got comments from a lot of people. You have billions. You could donate $100 million. Why are we giving our money? This should be a private message between you and your billionaire mates. So it's outrageous. Quote, girlfriend, it would take me almost 20 years to make the amount of money you did just today. You do it. We're struggling over here. The Rock is worth an estimated $300 million. His blowback included comments, dig in those deep pockets, Rock. You've got this. Maui will thank you. Two things need to be mentioned here. One, Oprah Winfrey, long before she was a household name, was putting into communities. She used to do her show in Chicago, and you can throw a rock and talk to a Boys and Girls Club or a Y or anything like that, a homeless shelter, and you will find Harpo Productions, Oprah's company, has put into those places. And that's just in Chicago that I know of. I am positive, just quick searching this, she has put in a lot to this country. Mm-hmm. The Rock, who is a Hawaiian native, has spent his whole life putting not only awareness into Hawaii and its struggles, but also putting money into the state of Hawaii. That being said, I don't begrudge where people are coming from on this, but it is also really, really lame and sad to me, if I'm being honest. Like, this is already understood. We didn't need you to comment that Oprah and The Rock have a lot of money and they could give more. I feel like this is common knowledge. You're trying to make this about you. Are people struggling? Yeah. Do they know that people are struggling? I hope so. I don't know. But this isn't about them donating more. This is about you donating what you can. We're getting lost in the weeds here in the celebrities, because it's a lot easier to get angry at celebrities than it is to face a situation like they are in Hawaii. Some people can't even wrap their minds around the devastation and the destruction going on in Hawaii, or when there are these natural causes, these natural disasters. So it's so much easier to point the finger and say, you should do more. Why should I do anything? I don't have that great of a bank account. You got a better bank account than I do. So I'm going to point the finger, even though I got three more pointing right back at me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what they're doing is calling attention to it.
Yes.
And that's helpful. Who else is doing that? Any of the other billionaires?
Right. I'm not even a gigantic like Oprah or Rock fan, and I'm not trying to like come to their running to their defense or anything like that. But I do feel like you got to cover all bases here. You got to cover all sides. Yeah, they could do more. Absolutely, they could. They got the money for it. I'm not going to argue that, and I'm not going to argue that not only could they be doing more, but it could be private. I mean, you know, you look at Robin Williams' history, and for everything that he promoted, there are 20 things he was doing that he did not feel like he had to tell everybody about. But there were certain causes that Robin would put his name out there with because they didn't get attention otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's kind of it's a mixed bag because, yeah, could they donate more? Sure, absolutely. But just by, you know, she put, what do you say, $10 million?
Mm-hmm.
To start it off, that's a lot of money. That's more money than you and I are ever going to see in our entire lifetime.
Right.
That we're going to make. Mm-hmm. But had she put $100 million in there, then people are going to be like, well, yeah, but do they need more than that? Right. You know, right. Like that's a lot of money already. So I'm going to keep my $5 and they're good. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's kind of a do or don't situation.
Yeah. While they bring attention to this, the part that scares me is that person who was going to donate $5 sees this and like, well, no, I'm not going to now. Like that's very disheartening to me. That's the opposite of what we should be as a society, or what I would hope that we're striving to be.
But for the people who are going to donate, make sure you go through a reputable donation source, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of scams out there, and there's a lot of people that are willing to try to make a buck off of it, which is awful. But by what, you know, Oprah and The Rock are doing, that's a reputable donation source. The Red Cross is a reputable donation source.
Mm-hmm. The United Way. You can go to Maui, mm-hmm. MauiUnitedWay.org. That's MauiUnitedWay.org. That is a great one. Also, Maui, MauiStrong.info is another good one that are reputable, that I've looked into a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at what's new on your small screen tonight. I got a couple of things we're going to highlight. The streaming premiere of the live-action version of The Little Mermaid is on Disney Plus.
Really?
Also on Disney Plus, the I Am Groot second season.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's see here. In the Sears premiere of Predators on Netflix, Tom Hardy narrates this nature documentary series about how five predator species, including cheetahs and polar bears, survive in their environments.
Interesting.
I cannot wait to check that out. Tom Hardy has a great voice. Mm-hmm. I've never heard him narrate something, but I can imagine he's got to be pretty good at it. I'm looking forward to hearing that. And I love these nature documentaries.
Yeah.
They've always been really good, I think. Even as kids, we got some really good ones. But nowadays, Melissa, with the cameras
the cameras and the drones and can get in there and close without disturbing the animals and nature.
It's just amazing. I can't get enough of it.
It's pretty incredible.
Speaking of animals, I love that segue. Melissa, you and I were talking about this on our sister station Sunrise show on Wiz Country from 7 to 8. Be sure to join us. I was asking you about if you ever got to name an animal, either growing up or as an adult or anything. You brought up a great point about naming things I didn't think of.
What's that?
About naming vehicles. I hadn't even thought about that.
I've always named my vehicles.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I've only named the past two vehicles I've had, but I hadn't really thought about, I have gotten to name some things. I obviously kids count, but they don't count for this conversation. So we're going to move on. We're going I didn't want that to sound insulting to children.
We're talking about naming silly things.
Yes.
Like silly things to name your children. That's, a responsibility.
Yes. You should not name your kids silly things like Apple. Or fighter pilot or that kind of thing. Save those kind of
president.
Yes. Save those kind of. Well, that would be an interesting first name for a child. That would be. Save those silly fun names for the naming the chicken contest.
Yeah. Yes. Got that coming up here very soon. I know we're working on finalizing the details and getting everything ready to go. We got a whole website just for it.
Yeah, we're getting ready for this. A big shout out to our friend Rebecca Sullivan and the good work she's doing behind the scenes.
Doing a great job on this one.
We got a lot of great people at Civic chiming in on this and really excited about it. Sage's excitement for it was really fun to see. I thought that was kind of cool.
Awesome.
We've had this chicken logo for quite a while over at WIRI, and Rodney over here at WFHR, our mascot for Over the Back Fence, has been shredding him. Just ripping him nonstop. Hey, no name, and all that. Well, we got tired of that. We're going to name this chicken finally. But not Melissa and I, not Seth, not Pam, nobody here. Nope. You out there are going to do it.
That's right.
We're
going to premiere this hopefully soon here. I don't want to speak too quickly, but
it's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's going to open soon, and we'll have it open for a while, and then we'll narrow it down to the best ones.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have some great prizes for you when it comes to this, too. We're looking forward to that part of it. But while you can't maybe get to the website and submit your name right now, you can start thinking of names.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and get those and write them down because you're going to forget. I mean, I know I had like two or three names a while ago, and I know I forgot them. So go ahead and make sure to write those down, everybody, so you don't forget them and get them ready when we do kick this contest off. It is going to be so much fun. We're looking forward to it. One of the things we've also been looking forward to is putting a shirt on you. We've been able to do that for the last week or so. We're going to keep that up.
With our new logos.
Mm-hmm. Call up 424-2600 and join the conversation. Tell us something you love about WFHR and you get a shirt.
Yeah.
You have to know your shirt size. That is the catch.
It's helpful.
That is the catch. We did have a listener over the weekend that won, gave away a shirt on Over the Back Fence. And she was so flustered. She was so excited to win. And she's been collecting the shirts.
Oh, good.
And I think because she was so flustered, and I'm not making, we were having some fun on the with this one off air, her and I. she forgot her size. She was not sure what size she was. I hung on the phone for a good minute while she was looking at her shirts. It was great. It was great. Call up 424-2600. Get yourself a new WFHR shirt. Let us know something you love about the station. We'll get one of these shirts on you.
Absolutely.
We'll be back with that and plenty more fun. We're going to come back with this great one we have, Melissa, about four tips to stop buckling under pressure.
Oh, that'll be good to know.
Pressure! It's coming up on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646. Here's
your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 76. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 52. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Little Queen, David Bowie, Under Pressure, playing Melissa and I in. Couldn't help myself, Melissa. That song, I didn't like it as much as a kid. I happen to love it as an adult, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's not a ton of music like that for me, but that is one of those ones my parents would play like crazy. And I didn't get into it as much as a kid, but I have certainly as an adult, maybe because I understand pressure better.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Makes more sense. Resonates with you now.
I am fortunate, extremely fortunate, that I don't know, you know, I can ramble a couple of reasons why, but I do not really feel pressure. I have something like wrong in my brain almost, because I do think that it's a good thing at times in life to feel that and to understand your situations, your environment, all of that. It's really great when you got to get on stage, and those kind of things, but not as great in your day-to-day life. Pressure actually has some positives to it, I think. Anxiety, all these things, we labeled these things, humans labeled these things. We also can decide what the definitions of them are to us. I think pressure, I think anxiety, they can be at times good things. They show that you're invested. They show that you care.
Engaged.
Mm-hmm. And if you're someone who cracks under pressure, it can be an issue for not just pro athletes, but for anybody. Since the U.S. Open is going on, someone looked at what pro tennis players had to say when it comes to pressure. And if you buckle under pressure a lot in sports or even just at work or in day-to-day life, I think you can use these things. So let's look at four tips that might help.
All right.
At some point, stop practicing and quit cramming.
Yeah.
It's not quite good to practice until the last second. It's better to stop thinking and switch to autopilot. Trying to cram for something right before it starts just makes you more nervous.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
I know in athletics, very similar to in acting, one of the ways that you really start to feel a character, you start to feel comfortable on the court or anything like that, is when you stop thinking. You just react. One of the greatest tips I ever heard about acting is reacting.
Yeah, that's a good one. And they talk about this with like preparing for a test. If you stay up all night cramming for the test and don't get good sleep, you're not going to perform well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Figure out what really motivates you, winning or fear of losing, figuring out, you know, do you want to have the highest test score in class, or, you know, or what is the exact thing that you're looking for here? A 2014 study found it matters. If losing doesn't bother you, just think of it as I'm trying to win. But if you hate to fail, try reframing the task as I'm going to avoid losing.
Okay.
I'm not proud of this, but I think one of the main things that helped me stop smoking cigarettes was the wording. Mm-hmm. I was raised in my family, you just don't quit things. You just don't quit. You keep trying. You may lose, you may fail, but you don't quit. So the word quit has like got this like this
negative connotation for you.
Yeah. And so even quitting smoking, which would be good for me, I was having a difficulty doing. As soon as I stopped saying, you know what, I'm going to stop smoking. Just that simple. Even though in my brain I understand that there's, you know, a hair apiece or whatever, it made the difference. It really helped.
Well, our brains are weird places, though, and they try to sabotage us. So sometimes you have to have those negotiations with your brain of, okay, well, I'm going to, as opposed to do the best that I can on this test, I'm going to do better than I did last time.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a better way to look at it. Like you said, words matter.
Yeah, especially if you've been struggling with this and you're at your wit's end or nothing has worked. Try it, you know? I mean, it's worth a shot.
And one thing you pointed out there, too, is changing the wording about being afraid of failing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're focused on that, you're more likely to fail.
Yeah.
Focus on the positive as opposed to focusing on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on what you want to do versus what you don't want to do.
Well said. We got a couple more here, but first let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, you were talking about Under Pressure. You should play some David Bowie and Queen Under Pressure.
I literally did just that to lead into the segment, man.
Dude, just you missed it.
I did. It's exactly what I did. It's exactly. But thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, though. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call, man. Thank you for the call. Keep those calls coming. 424-2600. Literally what I did. Think of the big picture. That's the next one on this list. Think of the bigger picture. Failing once doesn't mean you're failing in general. Sometimes you have to take two steps back to move forward, so don't feel pressured to be your best every single time. Nobody makes 100% of their shots. You got to shoot or shoot. Writer's right. You got to keep working.
And you can always learn something from even failure. You know, what can you do differently to have a different outcome?
I think there are two quotes that are the oldest ones that I've lived by that have meant the most to me. From Malcolm X, just because I was born in the slums does not mean the slums was born in me. And I don't know. It's been credited to Nelson Mandela, to Tupac Shakur. It's been to a couple of people. But the essence of it is I never lose. I either win or I learn.
Yeah.
I stand by that statement. I genuinely believe in that. And I think that that's an important thing to think of when you think of failure. Again, the wording of things. Did you fail or did you learn something? If you didn't learn anything, then maybe it is a failure. But chances are you probably, if you look dig or even if you're looking for silver linings, you might have learned something.
Yeah.
And finally, tell yourself the nerves you're feeling are really just excitement.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind
that's
of
another
are...
way of tricking your brain.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell sometimes. I think of, getting ready to get on stage. I've never met an actor that was, I guess I'll do this. All right, I'll go out there. You know, all of us are either a nervous wreck or a bundle of excitement. And there aren't usually a big difference between the two.
Well, and it can affect different people differently. I remember the very first time that I auditioned for something. I was a sophomore in high school, so I was fairly young, but my entire body was shaking. Like, my face was shaking. I was so nervous. Maybe some of it was excitement. There's definitely a lot of adrenaline happening. So, you know, it affects you differently. And it sometimes gets easier in time, or you can learn to harness that excitement and that adrenaline and direct it, as opposed to allowing it to take over your body.
One of the most common things I've said to my students that ask me, Mr. Maloff, which is always weird. Just call me James. Please don't call me Mr. That's my dad. Don't call me Mr. Maloff. When it comes to getting nervous, like, when do I stop being nervous? And I've told every single one of them, I've never not been nervous, whether I've gotten on stage or I've turned on this microphone. Every time I do it, I'm a little nervous. I'm glad I am. It means I care. It means I'm invested. It means, to me, anxiety doesn't have to be a negative thing. You can look at it as, well, I guess I'd care about this. I guess I'm pretty emotionally invested in this. And if you're caught up in thinking about these things more times than not, you're not thinking about your anxiety. You're not thinking about your nerves. Pretty soon, you're just reacting. You're just living. I don't think that there is any foolproof way to do this for any one person, any umbrella, thing that works for everybody. I think you try these things. I think you try different stuff that might work for you and see.
Yeah. Find different things that other people have tried. Try them for yourself. If it doesn't work, try something else.
And Under Pressure from Billy Joel also could have been played. That's what I would have went with, caller. Should have gone with that. That was the one I didn't play. That was one.
Yeah, he did mention Billy Joel.
That's a good one. That's a good one. We will take a break right here, get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Crime Alert Network has issued a suspicious person alert for an incident that took place in Phillips, Wisconsin on Sunday, September 3rd. Phillips is located north of Prentice on Highway 13 in northern Wisconsin. The Phillips Police Department was called to a local Subway after a man entered the store wearing all black, including a black face mask and black gloves. His pants had the words Under Armour down his right leg. The man stood at the checkout counter and looked at the video cameras inside the store. He then ran out of the Subway and got into a white van with no license plates. The van has a dent on the driver's side rear hatch. If you have any information on this incident, contact the Phillips Police Department at 715-339-3847 or call local law enforcement. 26-year-old Corbin Lorbecki from Portage County is formally charged with 32 felony counts of possessing child pornography or child sex abuse material. News 7 reports Lorbecki appeared in Portage County Court yesterday and waived his preliminary hearing. The judge determined there is sufficient probable cause for the case to continue. Plover police found suspected child sexual abuse material, or CSAM, stored on a cloud account associated with Lorbecki. One file contained 269 videos, many of which contained suspected CSAM. Lorbecki is being held on a $20,000 cash bond. Attorney General Josh Call, along with a bipartisan 51-state and territory coalition, are asking Congress to study artificial intelligence and its harmful effects on children. The letter states the danger from AI being used to exploit children through child sexual abuse material, or CSAM. The letter asks Congress to form a commission to act to deter and address child exploitation, such as expanding existing restrictions on CSAM to explicitly cover AI-generated CSAM. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Are you looking for help with nutrition? WFHR's current sponsor for the Kitchen's Open segment, the Southwood County YMCA, has a variety of options. Sign up for their 5-week Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes class that starts October 18th. Lunch and learn the last Wednesday of the month and watch delicious, healthy meals being prepared that you then get to eat. Visit their website, swcymca.org, to see the full list of classes and register, or call 715-818-9266.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 76. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 52. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Get those dancing shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get that groove. Melissa and James here. We're talking jet lag. That doesn't really get you dancing. Doesn't really get you moving.
Not really.
Not really.
But maybe it could help with jet lag.
Yes, very true. Some people have personal hacks to help deal with jet lag, and most of them involve sleep patterns. But maybe it has more to do with what you eat.
Oh.
Researchers from Northwestern University say that the quickest way to recalibrate your internal clock is to immediately sync up to the regular meal times in your new time zone.
Mm.
So if you just got off a long flight, like it's morning where you landed, enjoy a big breakfast, even if you've been on the go for almost all of the full day.
Mm.
The researchers say that jet lag isn't just about a disruption to your internal clock. Your body has multiple clocks, and jet lag happens when they have conflicting time cues.
Okay.
For example, your brain's clock is influenced by sunlight, but other organs adjust their clocks during specific meal times that you're used to. Basically, The idea is to trick your body into thinking that you weren't on a flight and that the current time in your new time zone is actually your current body time.
Ah, yes.
I mean, come on, body. Come on. Work with us here. Now we got like 18 different internal clocks. What's going on? That ain't. Come on, just work with us.
Well, I think that's typically, though, what you do. You want to align yourself with where your time zone you're in and just jump right in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to make
perfect sense. Trick your body.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing a lot of that conversation today, tricking our bodies, tricking our minds.
So what does that mean if we eat... what does that mean if we eat supper for breakfast or breakfast for supper a lot?
Yeah. Oh, good question, because I am very guilty of that.
Yeah. Ooh. You know, you go to a breakfast all day place and have pancakes for dinner.
Yeah. And I imagine there's a lot of people.
Do you wake up jet lagged the next morning?
Yeah. Oh wow, is that the whole reason I've been struggling to sleep? Is because I love to have breakfast for dinner?
Maybe that's it. Stop eating cereal for supper, James.
Yeah. Well, that probably is a really good note in general. That's probably a very. I'm writing that down. I'm actually I need to stop doing that so much. I don't know. Again, we've been doing a lot of going back to conversations today. We're going a lot of full circle stuff. I haven't been I've been in different time zones, but nothing too crazy. I would say the craziest I've been is going out to California and the 2-hour difference there. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that really affecting me. I don't really remember having a lot of jet lag in my life either. So I don't have any personal tips or anything that I go to on this. Have you been in those situations, Melissa?
Yeah, going to Hawaii was obviously different.
I didn't want to put you on the spot
there. Yeah. But if you do what, you know, just jump right into the schedule, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And eat at the times they say. And then also don't be afraid to nap. You know, a 20-minute power nap during the day can definitely help make up for the sleep that you lost or, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to get back into the routine. And I think for you, James, you're just perpetually jet lagged because you don't sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably a big cause of it. Yeah, yeah.
That and eating breakfast for supper.
I'm writing all this down. I'm fed up with my sleep patterns and my body having different sleep times and stuff. So I'm gonna get this figured out. So we got to get into That Ain't Right story right here. This is in our feature one. Our featured That Ain't Right story is coming up. No, Chicago does not have a brand new nude beach. All right. I would have heard about this. I would have heard. I got connections. All right. I would have heard. An official looking sign randomly showed up at Loyola Beach along Lake Michigan, which says nude beach past this sign. But it's a prank. It's a prank. City officials reported the fake sign and had it removed. It sounds like it was caught pretty quickly, so it probably wasn't up long enough to trick anyone. There's no word who put the sign up. Maybe it was just some high school kids who were hiding nearby with binoculars. Who knows? Maybe it was a history buff.
Baby?
A history buff. In the buff. Going to leave that one. Just sit there for a moment.
Okay. Sit there.
It's horrible. That was horrible.
Just don't sit on the sand.
Yeah, nice, nice. A city official says that in 1932, more than 90 years ago, someone did introduce a resolution at city council to create a nude beach at the same spot. It didn't happen, though, and it's unclear if the prankster even knew that. I don't know which story is I would like more. The prankster knew this, and they were actually a true history buff. And they actually were trying to bring attention to this and just the history of Chicago or something like that. But more than likely, it was a weird coincidence. It was probably likely it was that. There is a photo circulating of the fake sign along with a newspaper clipping related to the nude beach resolution back in 1932.
Okay.
Can we even have nude beaches in the Midwest? Like, should we is a whole other topic. That's a whole other conversation, whether or not we should. But I don't even know if you can really reasonably do this. I mean, in the Midwest, we don't know. In theory, summer's going to be great. But we don't know. We just had 90-some degree weather yesterday, and today we got highs of 70s.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, there is an adult campground near Black River Falls that clothing is optional.
Okay.
But it's behind a fence.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's completely closed off from everywhere else. It's not like you can stumble upon it like you would a beach.
There's a handful of things in life that I truly, will never have to try. I know how I feel about them. I'm good. I really encourage people to try new things, get out of your comfort zone, all the catchphrases, all that stuff. But you'll never see me bungee jumping. I got no interest in bungee jumping. I am not going out like that. No interest whatsoever. And nude beaches. Got no interest. Got none. None. I've seen a naked body before. I'm not 13. I have no interest in this. And I have just as less interest in other people seeing my nakedness. No. Got none. I got plenty of... I feel plenty good about my body. I've actually come a long way when it comes to that. But I ain't to that point. I'll tell you that much. I ain't to that point. No interest whatsoever.
Well, and it's a kind of a to each their own.
Yes.
I would hazard a guess that most people who are into nudity as a lifestyle, they're probably not Raquel Welch's.
Yeah. Actually, out in California, they got a couple spots like this. And my buddy Will and I accidentally came across not the actual beach, but we are in the vicinity of it.
Mm.
And we ran into some people that were walking there to the beach, and they had on literally as little clothing as I think I've ever seen on people before in my life. And they were going, and there was a group of people in front of them that were also, that they told us were going over to it. Not a person under 40. Not one person under 40.
Yeah.
And not to say that 40-plus-year-olds can't look good, but not Raquel Welch. Not exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Because that's not what it's about. It's not necessarily about having the perfect body and being naked. It's just about being naked.
Yeah, talking to the, because I couldn't. Will was very embarrassed. I've never seen a black man turn red before, but he did. That was his joke, by the way. That was not me. He did not want me to be having this conference, but I couldn't stop talking to this couple. I've never met nudists before, and I was fascinated. I thought it was really, it was like the first time I met Amish people. It was like, I got to talk to them. I got to find out more about this. I'm a city boy. I don't know anything about this. And talking to them, first words out of their mouth, lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Yeah. To your point, Melissa, it really is. So teach their own.
Yeah. You know, it's like people who like to live frugally or people who like to live in tiny homes. Mm-hmm. It's to each their own.
I am starting a different beach where we're just completely like a lot of clothing, tons of clothing, tons.
Okay, is this a winter beach?
Yes. It's a winter beach. It's exact opposite.
Perfect. Perfect for Wisconsin, and then sell hot toddies and I don't know what else is hot. Soup.
Hot chocolate. It's about chocolate.
There you go.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot Buford's birthday and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit membersadvantagecu.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's membersadvantagecu.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
I could see a scenario where Trump squeaks by again. Will people on the left be willing to accept that?
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs around 76, winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 52. Cloudy tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 74.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Time for us to get into our feature, That Ain't Right, story of the day. Keep an eye on those phones, parents. A father shared a video on TikTok showing how his five-year-old son ordered almost $1,000 worth of stuff on Amazon by just asking Alexa to have the stuff added to his cart.
Oops.
Most of it was toys, but he also asked for a hot tub.
Oh, my.
And a $500 one that got ordered.
Yikes.
And it could have been a lot worse because he was asking for multiple things, like 112 water slides and other expense. Like, he also asked for a rocket ship that goes 5 trillion miles per hour and a 5 oh, trillion dear. Feet off the ground and all this, so.
How old is this kid?
Let me see here. It doesn't say. A five-year-old son. Five.
Five-year-old. Mm-hmm. Wow.
The dad shared this tip. Parents, make sure you disable voice purchase on your Alexa app so this doesn't happen to you.
Yeah.
Sounded like the father did get a refund because he said he regrets not keeping the hot tub every day. That's good. That's good.
It is something that we've talked about now and then, like when you have easy ordering things on your phone. About the kid who bought $50 worth of McDonald's delivered by DoorDash. Yeah. And I mean, so it's definitely good to have those cautionary things on your phone. Also, if you have it, it's harder for you to do it yourself, which sometimes can be a good thing to stop yourself from impulse buying.
Yeah, those 2 a.m. Impulse buys. Yes, that's a good point.
It's like it's the new version of infomercials, watching, you know, late night infomercials.
Yes. And using that phrase for what what this kid does and the other stories we've done like this is the modern version of you go grocery shopping with mom and dad and you're still, you know, throwing stuff in the cart without them looking. Like,
thinking you can sneak it in.
Yeah, yeah. But I never got something past my mom. Never, not once. My dad, I just told him because half the time it was stuff he wanted to. So,
Dad, let's get these cookies.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's a pretty good idea.
Okay, Jimmy.
It's a pretty good idea. No, your impression was way better. I need more of that in my life. I need a lot more of that in my life. And I guarantee my mother does too. And that was great. Oh, we need a bit of a palate cleanser. Yeah, let's get a palate cleanser in here. We got one coming up this afternoon during Midday Magazine from 3 to 4. Be sure to join us. Wood County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Sean Becker will be with us.
All right. Always a good time talking to Sheriff Sean Becker.
It really is. It's one of my favorite conversations every month. Love talking to Sean. Love our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media being in as well. We'll be saying hi to them shortly. Be sure to subscribe to their page as well. Go to YouTube and type into your search bar Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Subscribe to their page. A little bit later today on this here WFHR, on this radio station at 7:05, it's the Luke Fickell Show.
Oh, all right.
Wisconsin Badgers head football coach joins us once a week for an hour to talk game, talk a little football, preview the game coming up, and really other things, too. Coach Fickell's quite the talker. He's got a lot to say, a lot of good stuff, too. Be sure to catch that. Very honest guy, too.
That's how you want him.
Yeah, I liked Coach Christ, the former Badger coach. I wouldn't say as transparent. Whereas Coach Fickell is a really transparent guy, maybe sometimes too much. looking forward to that conversation. That'll be a little bit later today, right here at 7 o'clock every Wednesday. Catch it at 7 o'clock right on WFHR. It is Wednesday. We know what that means in Rapids.
Bingo!
Bingo! Yes, bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. Join them at 430 West Jackson Street today when their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Great time, great atmosphere. And you can know that whatever you're spending at the Elks Lodge is staying right in this zip code.
That's right. Right here in our community.
The Elks Lodge does a great job hosting events for a lot of our nonprofits and different organizations in this area. And of course, they put back into this area or those organizations and this area with scholarships and different things. Enjoy bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge every Wednesday at 430 West Jackson Street right here in Rapids.
Mm-hmm. And there is a blood drive today going on at VFW Post 2534 until 1 p.m., and that's at 2711 Redden Road. They would like you to make an appointment, so you can call 877-232-4376 or visit varsity.org/Wisconsin. But go donate blood today if you can.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Come out and support Buckley Ball with VFW Post 2534 by eating at Culver's on A Street in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, yeah.
This is coming up on September 12th, right around the corner. 10% of all the proceeds from both the drive-through and dining in will go to support the programs and operations of the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534.
Excellent.
VFW members will be door greeters from 4 to 8 each of the following nights. Please stop in, say hello, thank them, and support your local veterans of foreign wars.
Because they do wonderful things in the community.
Mm-hmm. Backbone of our country.
Yep.
Buckley Baldwin, VFW Post 2534, we say good morning to all of our friends over there, too.
Mm-hmm. Hope the blood drive is going good.
Yeah, yeah. Big thank you to them. Got a couple of great events coming up this weekend on Saturday, September 9th. It's a busy weekend here in Rapids.
It is.
And we encourage you to take in as many of these events as you can. Things kick off at 10 with the Rockin' the Shelter at the Southwick County Humane Society. We're going to talk more about this with Madison tomorrow, but from 10 to 3 this Saturday, join us at the Southwick County Park at Red Sands Beach Enclosed Stone Shelter for raffles, face painting, bake sale, rock painting, Clifford the Big Red Dog, kids games and activities. There will be a perennial sale.
Oh, fun.
It's a great fundraiser and supply drive for the Southwick County Humane Society. And keep in mind, if you are not able to maybe donate money, maybe you can pick up some extra food for your cat or your dog and for their cat or dog.
Yeah. I'm sure. Always looking for cat litter.
And we will meet you at Robinson Park this Saturday from 1 to 9 for the 7th Annual Friends of Rapids Music Festival.
Oh, yeah. They got a great lineup coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, FRM Fest is going to be rocking this year. So many great acts. Connie is actually going to be in with us this Friday, and thank you to the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We'll be talking with her on Midday Magazine more about not only the concert, but we're really going to talk about what FRM does for our community.
Awesome.
I'm going to really be able to dive into that. Looking forward to it. Things kick off with Charlie and the Howard Duo at 2 o'clock. You got Heartstrings, the Goobers at 3, the alternators with horns at 4, Funk Yard Dealers at 5.
Oh, that's a great name.
God, I love that name. And everything wraps up at 7 o'clock with the Positions. Nothing but great music all day long. Whatever style of music you like, I guarantee it's going to be down there at Robinson Park for this free concert.
Yeah, and then there's free admission to the Kids Zone as well. That's from 1 to 6:30.
Going to be a dance contest for the kids as well. Lots of yard games, face painting, cotton candy,
bounce
ice
house.
Cream. It's going to be a really good time. Enjoy and celebrate. And while you're down there enjoying yourself, you know that the money you're spending is going right back into our arts community here in Wisconsin Rapids.
And they have nice shirts this year, too. So make sure you bring some cash to buy a FRM shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure to do that, everybody. Meet you down there. Big thank you to Connie and our friends at FRM inviting us down there. And I get to MC this for a while. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
We wrap up with an 81-year-old Army vet named Larry Taylor. He got the Medal of Honor at the White House yesterday.
Oh, wow.
He was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Back in 1968, he disobeyed a direct order and risked his life to save a 4-man recon team that got surrounded with no ammo. They had to hang onto the bottom of his helicopter while he flew up to 1,500 feet to get them out. Only one of those men he saved is still living. Retired Army Ranger David Hill didn't get to meet Captain Taylor and thank him in person until 31 years later.
Wow.
He's been pushing for him to get this Medal of Honor for years. For over a decade, he's been fighting for this.
Oh, that's awesome.
The gentleman who wasn't fighting for it, Larry Taylor, the guy who got it.
Naturally.
Because that's our vets, people. That's why we need to step up for them.
Mm-hmm. They sacrificed for us, and so whatever we can do.
Mm-hmm. Big thank you to Bill Heck, to Tom Heiser, to all of our friends that help us get this information about our local VFWs. And wherever you're listening to us, there is a VFW that needs your help, that needs your awareness. So please reach out to them and help them. And they ain't going to do it. They're too humble. We got to do a forum, everybody. So let's make sure to get on that and do this. Appreciate everybody that does. A couple in Cleveland named Cicera Blair and Jose Irvin both have the same birthday, August 18th, and they just had twins who were also born on August 18th.
Oh, my. Well, it's the birthday day at that household.
Man, that I kind of think that's kind of cool. I don't
it is
know.
Cool.
I feel like that might get old by it's the like, time they're 10 or 11, but it's cool.
But it'll get cool again when they're 23.
Right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Boy, getting to celebrate their 21st, that should be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Big shout out and good story of the day. Our listeners that called in, of course, our friends at Quality Plus Printing, Phil Hartley and the team over there. And, of course, working with you is always a good story.